Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
We've long known that women's heart attack symptoms differ from men's, but we don't always recognize them as heart disease or heart attack symptoms. My guest is Dr. James Beckerman. He's a cardiologist with the Providence Heart and Vascular Institute in Portland, Oregon. So, Dr. Beckerman, tell us, what are the differences in women when they are suffering a heart attack, having it right then and there? What are the differences we might feel? In the movies, you see the men clutching their chest. But what about women? What are we looking for?
Sure. Well, I think it's important to recognize, first of all, that symptoms aren't as different as some people have reported. I mean, when it comes down to it, women do often experience pressure in the chest, a squeezing sensation, pain that radiates down the arms or to the back or neck or jaw. But what I do think is important is that there are some less obvious, less specific symptoms that you definitely don't want to ignore. So things like shortness of breath, even without chest discomfort, breaking out into a cold sweat, having nausea, lightheadedness, those types of things, in addition to or instead of chest pain, definitely shouldn't be ignored. And it's really interesting when you realize that women are more likely to call 911 for their husbands or their brothers than they are for themselves. So it's important to be thinking about heart disease, because if you are not thinking about it, it's possible that nobody else will either.
Well, and I always like to say, Dr. Beckerman, that we have to, you know, use the analogy, put on your own masks before you put on the masks of those around you. Because if you don't take care of yourself, then you're not going to be around to take care of the loved ones around you. And who better to take care of us than ourselves? So we have to be able to recognize these signs and symptoms. Now, what about people hear about the pain in your arms and your neck and your jaw? Because we have pains in our arms all the time. Maybe you slept weird. Maybe your pillow was too high, so it's radiating down your arm. How do you tell the difference?
That's the challenge. That really is the challenge. Because none of us wants to be crying wolf every time we have a little ache or pain. If you have the flu and don't feel well, if you have fatigue or something that is so nonspecific. But what I really try to encourage people to think about is that we all tend to know ourselves. And some of us are people who get lots of aches and pains. Some of us are people who experience fatigue quite a bit. But for those of us who might not have those symptoms as frequently, when you get something that's out of the blue like that, you really have to stop and take notice of it and think to yourself, is it possible that this could be a heart problem? I just saw somebody in the emergency department about a week and a half ago, a woman in her 50s, and she described one of these classic situations where she had some nonspecific symptoms, and she let them go for a couple of days. And the problem that we see is that because women are coming to the emergency department later than they should, that they experience more heart damage than they need to. And that's why statistically, women do worse with heart attacks than men do, because they don't diagnose them early enough. So this is definitely a situation where time is muscle. The more time you spend, the more delay you have, the more likely you are to experience more trouble from this heart attack.
Now, something like shortness of breath. You know, I know some women, Dr. Beckerman, who get that every month when their period comes. They just get a little short of breath. They need to take deeper breaths. I've heard about it a bunch of times. So all of these symptoms can be attributed to panic attacks, to hormonal changes, to, so you, like you said, you don't want to be an alarmist. But,
that's the
whole question.
I think that's true, and I think that's why your health care needs to be a partnership. You don't need to be going through all this by yourself. So if you experience symptoms that seem strange to you in any way, you really should have a health care provider that you can call. I always try to remind my patients, we are on call 24/7, and if you experience symptoms on a Saturday night, call us, because we can help you talk through them And based upon our experience, we can say to you, listen, this sounds like something that you do need to get looked at. And so it's probably a good idea to go to your local urgent care or ER, or there are some symptoms that maybe don't sound as concerning, and we can wait and talk about them on Monday. But I think that especially for folks who are trying to sort through this by themselves, use your healthcare provider. We'd love to be your resource.
Now, what do you actually do if you think that this is the case? Do you recommend popping a baby aspirin or an aspirin before you go off to the hospital or while you're calling 911? Would you like people, if they think this is the situation, women, to eat an aspirin?
I generally do recommend it because I believe that when you think about it, a heart attack is caused by two things. It's really a perfect storm between plaque or cholesterol blockage that has developed on the inside wall blood vessels to obstruct blood flow to the heart muscle. But then, one day, for reasons that we don't entirely understand, that little plaque ruptures and a blood clot starts to form at that site and totally obstructs the blood vessel, starving the heart muscle. So, if that blood clot process is starting to happen and you can chew a whole aspirin so that it gets into your system more quickly, then you have a fighting chance at trying to prevent that blood clot from growing. And, you know, in the movies and in real life, when somebody is having a heart attack, the first thing we do for them is we give them aspirin. And so if you're really concerned and you're about to activate the emergency medical system, starting with an aspirin is a great idea.
Is there any precursor? Is there any way to know? Is there any test that you take? You know, I mean, we do our blood tests and we'll talk about that in a future segment, but I mean, do you do some kind of CAT scan? Would it show that plaque to people and say, this is the one we're going to be watching for?
Well, there are a lot of ways to test for heart disease. And typically, we talk about functional tests, like stress tests, where you walk on a treadmill, or we take pictures of the heart using ultrasound, or what's called a nuclear camera. Those tests are best for people who have symptoms, like chest pain or shortness of breath with exertion. Now, you're talking about a type of test called a CAT scan, which is basically like an X-ray, except that it does provide quite a bit more radiation. And those tests are pretty good at identifying plaque to be present. But what they're not very good at is being able to say that this blockage or that blockage is the one to be more concerned about. The truth is, our treatments are more like floodlights than they are like lasers. And so if you start taking aspirin or a cholesterol medication or start exercising and eating right, those things are going to benefit your overall heart health. But what we can't say is what the impact will be on any particular blockage. So we have to have more of a global, holistic view of this.
And of course, Dr. Beckerman, preventive medicine is kind of the forefront of the future in predicting and preventing heart disease in women. In the last minute or a little bit longer that we have, give us your very, very best advice for heart attacks in women, specifically in women, and what to do about it.
Well, I think as far as prevention goes, I think of food and exercise as medicine. Now, nobody wants to be taking medication every day. Some of us need to. But all of us, especially women, have a really, really wonderful opportunity by exercising regularly, eating a balanced, healthy diet. These are the things that have been proven to reduce risk of heart attacks in women, as well as any medication we've come up with. So you have a great opportunity here, without side effects, without significant cost, to do something good for your health.
Well, that certainly is the best advice. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.